these habits of attention. Now, how important are those habits of attention? Do our habits of attention affect our experience?
Yes.
How much? They are our experience, isn't it? The habit of attention completely determines the experience we're having.
Mm.
Not only the experience that we have of what we call the world, but also the experience that we have of what we call me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all of that belongs to the habit of focusing, yeah? What we call our attention. Now, do any of you have uncomfortable habits of focus? Yeah, some of you? Okay. So those uncomfortable habits, do you wake up in the morning and you think to yourself, how can I make myself uncomfortable? We don't do that, do we? And yet, when I hear people talking, oh, I have this trouble and I have that trouble and this is troubling me and that's troubling me, right? And that all belongs to the focus. Because is it the circumstances that happen that cause our experience, or is it the way we relate to the circumstances that cause our experience? Which one is it? Hmm? It's the way we relate, yeah? Always. I mean, I used the example last night. Someone's dying. Oh, it's so terrible, I'm dying. Someone's dying and, wow, I'm dying. You know, I'm really curious what's going to happen next. Even dying is not a trouble, yeah? Depending on how we relate to it, yeah?
But you can't really influence how you are in those things, I think.
Well, we're looking at that, yeah? Whether we can influence it or not. I mean, usually what happens when we don't feel good,
mm-hmm.
we are busy with trying to feel good.
Yeah, trying to come up with a solution.
Yeah, busy with trying to feel good, yeah? So when we're busy trying to feel good and we're looking in the wrong direction, I mean, that's a bit funny, yeah? There's a story, a Sufi story. There was a very well-respected sage in a village. And one day a man came along and he found her at night underneath a lantern looking for something. And he said to her, what have you lost? Oh, I lost my needle. Oh, can I help you? Yes, please. Okay, and they're looking. And then a little while later, somebody else sees them looking. What are you looking for? Oh, she lost her needle. Oh, can I help? Okay. After a while, everybody there, the whole village is busy looking for this needle. Nobody can find. After some time, someone says, where did you lose it? Oh, I lost it in the house. But why are you looking here? Oh, because the light is better. You understand? I mean, if we want to be happy and we're busy with something that doesn't work, when will we be happy? It's cuckoo, yeah? We're trying to be happy in a way that guarantees. Can you find the needle under the lamp when you lost it in the house?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot, yeah? It's clear.
Well, we're very intelligent. We don't do that.
Okay,
yeah,
so
we
now
look where the needle is.
So
lost.
Now let's see. We didn't lose the needle. What we lost is our happiness, yeah?
Mm.
Okay, so we lost our happiness somewhere. Where did we lose our happiness? We have to find where we lost the happiness. Because if you lost your happiness and you're looking in the wrong place, can you ever be happy again?
Probably lost it in the past.
Yeah, so So we lost it in the past. So we're looking in the past for our happiness. Yeah. Yeah? Or where did we lose it? Yeah. Or did we lose it? Maybe we didn't lose it. We just thought we lost it. But okay, so here we are. Did we where did our happiness go? Yeah. What happened to our happiness? Did we give it to our girlfriend or our boyfriend, or we gave it to the government, or who did we give our happiness to? Who is our happiness tied up somewhere? Yeah. Some of us have given everywhere. Yeah. Anybody that you're blaming, you've given your happiness to them. Yeah. Or not. None of us would do that because we're too intelligent. Yeah. So, now, is our happiness dependent on anything or anyone?
Actually not,
yeah. Okay. So, so, where is our happiness then? Where could it be? Is our happiness dependent on anything or anyone?
Actually not,
yeah. Okay. So, so where is our happiness then? Where could it be? So it's interesting, yeah? I mean, here we are. This is it. This is what we have. So somehow, how can we enjoy what we have? Mm. Or is it better to wait for a better moment to be happy? Yeah, that's usually what we do. We're used to waiting for a better moment. You know, maybe tomorrow will be better. How long was it good to wait before you? Some people. So when you go to the doctor says you have to wait 3 days before you can be happy, yeah? Will you believe or will you go to find a second opinion, yeah? Or you'll never be happy this lifetime. Sorry. So, what prescription do we need for happiness? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the 3 days is okay, isn't it?
3 days is okay.
We can wait that long.
Can we pass the mic all the way over that way? Is it possible to get a bit more tea?
Perhaps they want to come, then I'll go down.
No. So I think she's just a quick question. Microphone's coming. Yeah, there comes the microphone.
I think it's a matter of focus and experience. So you experience the happiness the moment that you focus on happiness.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to live in the moment.
Yeah. So this moment, we're seeing is it possible? How would we, if we wanted to enjoy this, how would we enjoy it?
By experience.
Yeah, but somehow, see, it's like we have to go very slowly here, yeah? Because we've learned very well how not to enjoy, yeah? How do we enjoy? What? To enjoy this moment, yeah?
To be part of the universe, of the whole.
Yes, but how? How do we enjoy this moment? So, how do you do it, yeah?
Just melt into the whole.
Know it in your whole body, yeah? By not judging, yeah. So is it only not judging? Or see, look, if I give you a piece of chocolate to enjoy it, you just don't judge it, and then that makes it enjoyable, or what? So how do if I give you a piece of chocolate, then how do you enjoy it? Yeah, I mean, if you put it in your mouth and you immediately start thinking about something, yeah, then do you enjoy it? If you really want to enjoy something, find proof it, yeah? Savor it, yeah? Really enjoy it. Not just a little bit, but really. How do you do it, yeah? Yeah. You have to feel it. Yeah, with what?
I really don't know.
With all the senses. With all the senses, yeah? With every cell, actually, yeah? Every cell in the body. Yeah. Like we know with chocolate, yeah? I think anyone has difficulty to enjoy chocolate? Yeah. Especially really good chocolate, yeah? Being right with it, yeah? If you're eating chocolate and you talking a lot, or you're having a fight. Did you ever try to enjoy chocolate when you're having a fight? It's not easy, eh? You can't. Huh? So...
I think you just asked with what, but then it came up with consciousness. You have to feel it with consciousness.
Eating chocolate and you talking a lot, or you having a fight. Did you ever try to enjoy chocolate when you're having a fight? It's not easy, eh? You can't. Huh? So,
I think you just asked with what, but then it came up with consciousness. You have to feel it with consciousness.
You have to feel it with consciousness. You have to really be present with it, yeah? And a certain quality of presence, yeah? Yeah.
To me, you are this chocolate now.
Ah.
So... watching you while you're telling this,
yeah,
I can do several things.
Yeah,
I can think of yesterday and tomorrow seeing you, or thinking what a weird beard you have, or
anything.
And
yeah.
I do not enjoy. I'm just.
Yeah.
No, I'm just looking. I'm just drinking.
Drinking. Yeah, just drinking fully in. Yeah. Like when you put the chocolate in your mouth and you drink it, you let it, yeah, you're right with it, yeah? So for me, the image I like to use for this moment, I mean, enjoying, is like the closest we can come to it is if you met the perfect lover, yeah? The absolute most perfect lover you could ever imagine. We... Some of you have imagination of what that would be like? How would it feel in your body, yeah? How would your body be responding to that lover? And you knew, you both knew, this is what you'd been waiting all eternity to, and you knew this, no doubt, how would your body respond to that moment? Now, do we have to wait for this perfect lover to show up, or can we enjoy this moment as if this moment is that perfect lover? Well, maybe it's better to wait, yeah? Enough waiting, yeah? It's delicious to wait, yeah? You're waiting. Finally, you're going to meet your lover, and then you see your lover, but no, you have to wait a little longer. Yeah? Okay. Then some moment you come and you actually kiss, yeah? Oh. Okay. With everything, yeah? And then?
Right, and then.
And then, what a... Then can you talk about any trouble? Okay. Then some moment you come and you actually kiss, yeah? Oh. Okay. With everything, yeah? And then?
Right, and then.
And then, what a... Then can you talk about any trouble? The moment of the kiss. You cannot talk about trouble, yeah? The moment of the kiss. You're drunk. Yeah, you're drunk. You're gone. Isn't it? You're not thinking of anything else. But the truth is, we always have this moment, and we're either kissing it or not, yeah? What do we have, actually? We have the experience of now, yeah? And check very carefully. Does anybody here have more than that? No. Does anyone have less than that? That's what we got, yeah? Now, here you have this, the experience of the whole universe. And for most of us, how we live is, sorry, this isn't the experience that I wanted. I wanted a different one. Yeah? You know that in your own experience. It's a funny way to live, yeah? Your whole life you live, this isn't actually what I wanted. I wanted a different experience. Sorry, God or universe, you made a big mistake, but actually, what I wanted was something different, yeah? It's a funny way to live, yeah? But we've gotten used to it, and we think, actually, it seems like that's a good way to live, yeah?
It's actually scary not to live like that.
It seems scary not to live like that, because what happens if this moment really is the beloved? If we start living like so totally immersed in the love affair with now, what would that be like? Absolutely lost in it, gone. What would that be like? Would that be trouble?
No, you can do your work then, I suppose. Like that.
You could, yeah. Or you would need very little, yeah? What do you need to work for when you're totally in ecstasy? You don't care about another car or a new bicycle?
Oh, well, you can do that when you're dead.
Huh?
You can be like that when you're dead. For that time, it's nice to...
The mind is tricky, eh?
Yeah. Only sitting, being in ecstasy, and just work a little.
We don't know whether you work a little or a lot. Yeah, oh, it's boring to be ecstatic all the time. Huh?
I don't know. I think it's boring. It's an experience then, isn't it? Only.
That's what life is. Life is just an experience.
An ecstasy is not an experience.
Yeah, so which do you prefer?
Well, the half of the time, I think.
Okay, so at the moment, let's just check and see. What percentage of the time are you, do you have difficulties, and what percentage of the time are you ecstatic, yeah?